Welcome to the Avenue Mama podcast, where we explore the avenues of motherhood, mindset, and mompreneurship. I know you're a busy mama, so during each show, I've built in time for you to apply the tip or lesson to your life while you listen. I'm your host, Annie Vovant, mother of two, and this podcast was created because mom guilt is real, and so are our dreams. So let's get rid of mom guilt once and for all. Girl, let's get started. Well, hello there. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Annie Vovant, and my goodness, I can't believe it's been a little bit over 2 years since I've had this podcast. I want to first and foremost say thank you so much for being here. And I also want to kind of like self-coach myself in this moment because, you guys, I feel like such a failure. I feel like I failed you in this podcast. I had this wild idea that I would be posting an episode each week. And if that was the case, I'd have well over 100 episodes to date. But life and motherhood and getting out of my own way in a pandemic and every excuse in the book has allowed me to only show up for you 30 sometimes. And I've been feeling really bad about it. I've been feeling like, who am I to tell people to start a podcast if I'm not consistent? While other podcasts have been going up and banking multiple episodes and getting thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of downloads. And I'm sitting here at my pity party. And so I'm coaching myself to say, you know what? Don't compare yourself to other shows. You're doing the best you can with what you have. And that is the exact advice I'd give anyone who feels like they are struggling with results of something they set out to do. My results show that I only have posted 30 some odd episodes when what I wanted to do was over 100, right? Because it's been over 2 years and yeah, we had a pandemic. And so in this moment, I'm going to snap my fingers and I'm going to say, I am grateful that I even started this, and I'm grateful for the shift that I'm going to be committing to be more consistent and to give you at least 2 episodes a month. And I'm going to start with these small wins for myself, and I'm going to build upon that. And that's just how we roll in my brain. And so welcome to the show. This episode today is a reflection of the light one-day soulful retreat that just ended last week. I recorded it in my car just a few minutes ago because I felt like, damn it, if I'm telling people to show up messy and imperfect, I get to show up messy and imperfect. So I recorded it in my minivan, and this is my reflection of the retreat. And if you didn't attend, I want to walk you through the journey of what letting go looks like, what surrendering looks like, what imperfection looks like, and how powerful it is when we get together as a community of women who show up for each other, who allow ourselves to be raw and vulnerable. This is my reflection, and I hope you enjoy it. And I hope that in the future, when Shannon and I do another retreat, that you come however you can get there. And I cannot wait to hold space for you in person. So here we go. I came back from Texas a week and a few days ago, where Shannon Hale and I co-hosted our very first retreat. And I just want to speak to you from it without a script, without anything other than to say thank you, universe, for that. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. I think that it's so important to know what fills your cup. And that's what this episode is about. It is filling your cup and just loving yourself for that. I feel like going to Texas was a big thing, to leave my family for 2 nights, to financially be able to swing it, to all the behind the scene work that she and I had to do. She was moving into this house 3 weeks before. She had over 50 women come to her house. She was, you know, feeding her chickens and figuring out where to put up her event tent and where to put up her above ground pool and where to find aerial silks that we didn't even put up. And meanwhile, I'm building a webpage and I'm the one doing the email roster and I'm the one figuring out if people want white wine or red wine. And we're both just laughing in the process. And I will tell you that, one, when you find someone that you really connect with, don't let go, number one. So I love you, Shannon, for coming into this vision of yours and asking me to come for the ride. Number two, when we met these incredible women, what was so magical was that everybody was just down to be like, okay, nothing's perfect. We're in this heat. We're going to do some yoga in this hot sun. And at some point, Shannon had the foresight to buy these spray bottles. And so us volunteers went out and started misting ice water over these folks who were just sitting in the Texan sun and listening to Lauren, Shannon's long-lost sister, which is another story for itself, guide them through meditation and breathing and groundwork and gratitude and just walking around, spraying them with ice water and seeing them smile and like, oh, thank you. I can't tell you how amazing that was because, you know, unlike other fancy, high production value kind of conferences, this was just the opposite of that. Imagine sitting on the dirt ground of a property that is very new to the owner and you bought a ticket to come meet other women. A lot of them came alone. A lot of them hopped on a plane. A lot of them also came from nearby cities around Wimberley. And then at some point you're getting this mist over you, right? And let's not forget at the beginning of the event, our sweet coffee cart owner, her childcare went awry. So she brought her kids with her in tow and she had supposed to have been there earlier to set up, but she got there after people already attended. And then her coffee cart got stuck into the grass, into the mud. And so as you're setting up, you see a bunch of incredible volunteers push this coffee cart into another part of the property. And so there it was. It was a perfect storm of people coming together and just, you know what, really just wanting to serve. That's all I saw. The people who were spraying water just wanted to serve. The same people pushing the coffee cart out of the mud wanted to serve. The same volunteers who came the night before to have burgers into the night and to help straighten up the house, they were just ready to serve. And it was just the best time. I felt like a kid again. I felt like those days where you're just, you know, like a freshman dorm where you're just meeting all these new faces and you have something in common and you're excited about the next day, about starting school. And that's what this event felt like for me. And I'm going to say for most of the women. So then the event morning happened, and what was so funny is I had booked an Airbnb, and it turns out that I didn't even stay there. I checked in and I was just like, oh, I'm a little too far from home base. And so I didn't even stay there that night. I came back to Shannon. She drove me out there. We had some time just for her and I, about 20 minutes just to connect on the itinerary and what we wanted to, you know, feel and experience for the guest. And so then got back to home base, we all fell asleep, and in the morning it was just go time. And, you know, was everything perfect? No. Did we just do our best? Yes. And it's just a metaphor of when you're just in a space of giving, I feel like magic happens. Like, you know, would we have wanted the aerial silks to drape the inside of the tent? Yeah, of course. But time wasn't on our side at that point because Shannon had invited the retreat attendees to come over to her house the night before while we were setting up. And so, you know, our time was spent in also like making connections. And I will never, ever, like, ever want to deny people from connecting. And so I think it was great that she had people come over to her house to connect because it just gave like a really good running start to the event. Mind you, it was a little bit hectic to work around some of the conversations, but we did it anyway. I met Shannon's childhood best friend. I met her sister, Lauren, like we were talking about. Her husband and kids were not home. They were sent away. So we had the whole house to ourselves. And I just started cooking. I just felt like, you know, cooking is one of my love languages. And so, one of the gals had a gluten allergy and there wasn't any dinner. So I just whipped up some garlic shrimp for her. And then we started preparing for the next day. So the day came and people started coming in and it was just kind of like a wedding where it just all happens so fast and you're enjoying it and you're mingling and you're moving from one thing to the next, but you're really just so inspired by seeing everybody's faces. And so we started the day with yoga and meditation, and it was beautiful to see people just relax, and it was incredible just to see it all come together. We then moved everyone inside the event tent that we had put together. We created a little speaking stage with furniture from the inside of her house and the rug from her daughter's room, and the mirror from her daughter's room. And we just hung plants and just beautiful boho stuff. Fun fact, I flew in from LAX into Austin and I Ubered to TJ Maxx because they had these dried, beautiful bohemian bouquets, and I had stuff too in my backpack coming over. I also stuffed 100 hexagonal plastic ornaments that I knew I was going to write everybody's name on. That did not go well with security. I got stopped twice because I put them in my laptop as well as in my rolling suitcase. And so, yeah, that was a whole thing. And they're like, what is this sharp object? I'm like, I'm going to a retreat. These are ornaments, hence the dried flowers that I'm bringing all the way from LA. And so it was just really fun to have the attendees come in. They found their little ornament. They hung it on a tree. They got to make a wish. And I just love how that just came to be. I think one part in the day, I thought about the vision of having these ornaments already pre-hung, but it just kind of came to me that they could make a wish and hang it on the tree. And then later on, we did something else with it. So then we had them come into the tent and pick their own place. And I just really wanted everyone to mingle as much as possible. And, you know, you can see connections happening and conversations happening. And then the night before at the pre-event, at one point or two or three times that night, I just said, okay, so whoever you've been talking to, switch. And I did that because I've been to so many events where I felt like it was so heavy on the cliques and the groups that you had, and it was really hard for people who came by themselves to like penetrate into these conversations. And so we definitely made people switch their chairs and get up and meet new people. So we were able to gather everybody, and Shannon knew that around 11 o'clock things were going to get really hot outside. So our program was really tight and very strategic into keeping these ladies as cool as possible. So we had an AC unit inside the tent. It was doing its best, but then we ended up still misting our guests, even though, even though there was active activity involved. So we had our guests come, or I had our volunteers go around and miss the guests while they're sitting there. So I got on the little stage and I shared a little bit of my story. And what's interesting is I don't even know necessarily all the details that came out of my mouth, but I had a wonderful direct message later on about a part of what I shared that really just made me feel so grateful for this journey that I've been in starting Avenue Mama, in really speaking my truth and wanting to help women get out of their own way, helping myself get out of my own way, allowing myself to just go after it, you know. And I talked about the story of immigrating to the United States as a family of nine. And I talked about, you know, that moment that I had. I was trying to say pivot and moment, and it came out moment, and we're just going to roll with it. That moment I had when the story of when, you know, I had three people in the ICU at one time. I had my dad in the ICU, I had my father-in-law in the ICU, and I had my beautiful nanny. And I was driving back and forth on that 405 freeway, and I said to myself that I did not want to live the rest of my life being a photographer. That when I saw my nanny in the ICU in a coma, and I remembered that she was about to start her life now that her son was graduating college, she told me she'd start a date again. She told me she'd love to travel. And I just knew that life was so short. I knew that my dad and my father-in-law, they had full lives. They passed in their 80s and they had really full lives. But my nanny was shortchanged. And when she died at 46, which ironically is my age today, I felt like she was the way that I saw the world differently. The way that we get to like not wait for our kids to be old enough for us to give ourselves permission to do something. And I remember as an entrepreneur, when I first had kids and I was so ambitious and so motivated, there were these moms in my circle who said, you know, you might have to wait until your kids are in school. And I was like, psh, just watch me. And they were right. I really had a hard time finding time for myself, really like a big spots of time for myself, until my older one was in kindergarten. And it sounded so crazy back then when, you know, I had a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old. I felt like, no, I could do this. And I wish I would have set myself up better. I wish I would have had more childcare. I wish I would have more structure. I wish that I would have just found ways to like work instead of trying to quasi work and try to quasi being a mom. So if that's you and your littles are not quite in school and you're just so ambitious, I would say really, really try to find some structure. Really, really try to find some strategy, some childcare, some consistent time for you, because quasi doing things halfway, it just, at the end of the day for me, it just didn't feel good. Nor did I feel like I killed it as a business owner or I killed it as a mom that was trying to be present. And so that's a little bit of regret on my side. But truly, once my son was in school and I had a little bit more time, I do feel that I had a little bit more time to focus. And then the pandemic hit. So at any rate, what I felt to share was just this story of how we really don't have to wait or ask for permission when we want to pursue something on our heart. And I know that for some people that sounds really like, oh, that's nice, you have something on your heart, and that's really interesting that you feel called to do things. And I get that not everybody speaks in those words or language or calling things in from the universe or holding space. Like, I know, like, trust me, I get how foreign that must sound, because 3 years ago, I would never use any of these words. I never knew what an affirmation was. I never knew what manifestations were. I never knew about so many things. But now that I'm in this personal development and really looking into how I show up and the energy and the law of attraction, I can tell you it makes a difference. And so with these incredible women looking all around and just so vibrant in under that tent, and at some point we gave a standing ovation to Shannon, and I just love it. I just love people who can cheer other humans on. I love the fact that they were just so appreciative of being in Shannon's house as it was. Like I said, she had just moved in, and even the volunteers that stayed at her house, she like threw sheets on the bed. And what I love about that was she knew that no one was going to judge her. It wasn't that she was a bad hostess. It was just that we got things to do and we had things to work out and we can all put on our own sheets. And she even said like she had thank you notes to put on people's pillows, but that never happened. And I just love the imperfection of the weekend. And so we gave her a standing ovation. And then the first exercise that I went to was called Who Are You? And I don't want to spoil it too much because I feel like it's a really good exercise to do at future retreats, but it was a nice way to connect with the person who you're sitting at the table. And then I asked everybody to switch things up again and meet me outside out of the tent to do another group activity, which was called Take a Stand. And I also won't reveal what that's about because I feel like it's a really powerful exercise. But what I will say is that when you give women the opportunity to form a community, they will step up. And so this exercise, this Take a Stand exercise that I had done in the days of when I used to run retreats for a nonprofit, it was really powerful because it makes you take a stand on statements that reflect of where you are in your life. And some of those statements are real easy to confirm or affirm, and some are really vulnerable. And this exercise allowed us to find our commonalities, and it allowed us to expose our vulnerabilities, which then allowed people to really connect and love on and hug and support and form conversation around the effects of these statements that we called out. After that, we took a little bit of a break, and then we went back into the tent and we worked with Tanisha and Brooke, and they did an incredible program about energy and about letting go and really about the foundation of our mindset of how we see things and how we shame ourselves. And it was an incredible guided activity with them. And while I was watching these folks, I couldn't help but think about the beautiful connections and the ability for women to not BS each other. I felt like it was really supportive, and it was like a drug for me. I felt like when I see women support each other in this way, in this magnitude, it just makes me feel so hopeful in this world. And I know that life is not this way always. And I know that there's going to be the rain before the rainbows, but I'm going to take these moments with me when things get hard. Because what I witnessed was a group of women who didn't know each other's bank accounts or titles or Instagram followings or anything like that. They just rallied around each other. And that was what this retreat was the foundation of, or was built upon. So then we had a break for lunch, and because of the heat, we knew that there wasn't a possibility for us to serve lunch under the tent at that time. Her house was not going to be able to fit all those folks, and so we gave everyone a 3-hour break. And people knew, they had picnic, they all went into town, some people stayed on site, and then we had some time at the beautiful Blanco River, just a couple steps down from her property. And again, really organically, just a group of women who wanted to go swim went out there. There were some of her neighbors out there on their little floats and rafts. And it was just spiritual. It was just free and freeing and no judgment and just easy and joyful. And everywhere you turned, it was just like, hey, what's going on in your life? Hey, how can I serve you? Hey, how could I listen to you? Hey, what is it that you want to say? And so that opportunity to have that again, it just warmed my heart again and again. So after that 3-hour break, people started to come back in, and then we knew that dinner was around 6. So I just started cooking. I don't know. It's just that love of mine and breaking bread with people. But I had made some ceviche the night before. I had incredible women in the kitchen help me out and plate it. So Winnie, thank you. And Margaret and Natalie, and Carrie, it was so fun for us to be able to like plate the ceviche out, the shrimp ceviche. And then we made this peach burrata crostini, which was really fun. And to see people out in the hammock and sit on a picnic blanket before dinner time, it was really, really fun. We did have a caterer, but I just felt like, you know what? I think food just adds another level in event. Don't you guys think, like, when you have really good food, it's just memorable? And so it was really fun just to like, you know, break bread with people. So then the next thing that I had was we had Mindy Henderson come speak, and she was incredible. She and Shannon started this community, and it was so great to see Mindy in real life. I had been with her on the digital front, you know, been part of Thrive and Shine, and I was coaching her and Shannon when they did their mastermind as well. And then I had Mindy as my individual coaching student, and I just love her to bits. I just feel that she is here to make a lot of noise in this world, and I know she's going to be doing it. So she had the room in awe of her, and it was just a beautiful thing. At this point, we had asked the attendees if they wanted to change into a white colored outfit to represent the light that we are calling in for us. And it was just a beautiful thing to see walking around and people wearing their white dresses or their shorts or whatnot. And then we had Rafat Fields come in and talk about her experience and her pivot and a painful time in her life in the corporate world. And you know, I just think anybody could have been on that stage and just moved the room. I truly believe as women, we just hold so much trauma and pain, and we're able to do so much and just carry on, right? Like, we just show up. And motherhood, same thing. Like, no matter what's happening at home, we show up and we give and we serve and we're here, we're helping hands. And earlier in the day, Christina, Shannon's childhood friend, had asked to do a water ceremony, and she had this dissolvable paper where she asked everybody to write down something that they wanted to let go. And this paper, you could go to this little beautiful bowl, this metal bowl with where she put rose petals in it, and she put it under a tree where you could let go and release the statement, release this idea, this belief of you, and the water hitting the paper dissolved. And it was just, it was incredible. It was another one of those like, holy cow, this is so moving. And so we had that experience, and then we did another experience that I led, and we had an activity called Secrets. And at the end of that, I can tell you there wasn't a dry eye under that tent. And how we ended that part of the retreat was beautifully captured by Christina, who self-declared that she is a ceremonialist, which we all are here for. She decided that after being a mama and not having her own thing, this is what she wanted to do. And she had been doing ceremonies and healing and tarot cards for her inner circle, but now she wants to bring that out to a bigger community. And she's incredibly gifted for that. And what she said about women made me bawl my eyes out. And she was saying that how every single day women carry this trauma, carry this pain, and we just show up. And we show up, and we show how strong we are, and how much we need each other and community. And I can tell you that I was sitting on that little stage in the beginning, and I was kind of in presenter mode or facilitator mode, and I was kind of looking at the timeline. But then when I went around to hug Christina, I bawled like a baby on her shoulder, because she touched me so much in identifying the work that we're doing here and identifying how strong women are and how much we get to release our pain and trauma. So Christina, I just want to thank you for seeing me as part of how these women were releasing. And it was incredible, this prayer that you said. And you know, I was raised Buddhist, and so some of the verbiage in our retreat was a lot about spirit and universe and, you know, whatever you believe in. And I just really feel that what you offered us was a beautiful, beautiful insight into our lives. We then broke for dinner, and we, again, just had a lot of community and time together and laughter and maybe some cocktails. And then we had a time for women to share a little bit about their business. And at the very end, we ended it with a closing ceremony. And I will tell you that it all came together. We sat under this beautiful star-filled sky in a circle with just light flute music playing with Kylie, and just beautiful connection. I had taken those ornaments off the tree, just sprinkled them around in a circle, and had people find their seat, and that's where you're supposed to sit, next to somebody maybe you hadn't spent any time with. And we had a closing ceremony that was really, really powerful. And I would say that it was a release of the day, of letting go of the stories or habits or, gosh, addictions or shame that we had felt. And now at night, it was time to call in what we wanted in our life. What did we want to now fill our cup with? And every woman had an opportunity to stand in that circle to just call in what she wanted. And it was moving. I had chills. I had tears. I had this feeling of joy and just adoration for these women. We had a mom and daughter come, and you know, to be 18 and hang out with women from 18 to in their 70s and just be so, gosh, so on point of where you are in your life, it was just really, really powerful. And I keep saying that we're powerful because women together can step into their power and really move mountains. When we decide to let go of the shame and the judgment of others, we will freaking change the world. And I know that to be true. So that was the end of that night, and a lot of the women left for home that day, and a couple stayed over till the next day. And the next day we had some time to burn those secrets that we had written down, and Christina was there saging the area. And trust me, 3 years ago, I didn't even know what sage was other than an herb to use for my turkey brine. But now It was so cleansing. It was so healing. It is so fun to be around women who know about sage and who know about cleansing and releasing and letting go and setting affirmations and calling things in from the universe that, oh man, it was fantastic. And so just spending time in the last few hours in Wimberley with Shannon, and it started to rain, and just having conversations in the morning with Margaret and Natalie. My heart is full, guys. I got on the plane and I slept like a baby. And on the way home, I had to figure out Uber. And it took like 45 minutes between Uber and Lyft, and all these rides kept dropping off. And I felt energetically aligned with my Uber driver. She was somebody who on her Uber profile said she was a conversationalist. And I knew I'd have a lot of fun just sitting in the car with her. And about halfway through that drive, I, you know, learned a lot about her children and how she's a grandchild and how she just decided to drive Uber as therapy. By day, she was a notary, and she just had so much positivity in her life. I told her about the retreat, and I told her about how much pain women were letting go of, and how a number of these women anonymously shared that they had suffered abuse in their childhood. And that broke me. I remember feeling that way. And she shared that she had been inappropriately sexually abused when she was 10 and had her 4 front teeth knocked out of her. And here she was, this conversationalist, this happy, rosy of a woman driver, carrying this trauma. And it just got to me again that the courage and the miles we as women walk through and just put up with the former abuse that we've had, it is incredible. And it breaks my heart. It makes me angry every time I hear a story of abuse. It makes me sad to know that abuse is happening now to young children, to women, to people who don't deserve to be abused whatsoever. And I feel really grateful that Bonnie and Jasmine at this event were starting a nonprofit to help with generational trauma, and starting their nonprofit, the Sunflower Parent Movement, around this village of parents who are going to break this cycle. And it just is so incredibly eye-opening how much we all need to come together and rally together and form community and to release this pain and to not give power to the pain of what we've experienced as women. And so I wanted to share that on the podcast today. And I wanted just to thank all the incredible attendees that came out, and we're going to do it again. I'm not sure when or where, but I feel like it is so needed. It filled my cup. It filled their cup. It filled the cup of our families to feel reset and to have that ability to be seen and valued as who we were was something that I'll never forget. And so thanks for listening, and I cannot wait to meet you in person. I cannot wait to talk to you over a direct message. And so my vow to you is just to show up messy, unapologetically, imperfectly. And I know I say that a lot, and I'm ready to just up the game on how I do that, because I know I can show up messy. But for the sake of this podcast, I want to just show up whenever I feel like there's something that I want to share with you to hopefully get you out of your funk of a day, or to hopefully inspire you or to motivate you or to remind you of your power, to remind you that your past does not define you, to remind you to let go of the shame that you're feeling, because bringing shame in parts of your life that the shame just does not get need to be there is what I'm here to do. And also with business, You deserve this. You deserve to have something for you to pursue for your own income and impact, and never let anyone take that away from you. You're so powerful. And when you can come from a place of service, I really believe it will change the world. It will change your family dynamic. It will change your dynamic. So never stop believing in yourself and your dreams. Thank you for being here. I adore you for listening. So I know I sound like a broken record, but man, when women get together in community, in real life, there's magic that happens. And so I hope to see you at a future retreat, and I hope to connect with you digitally, online, via Zoom, in Facebook, all the things. You can find me at Annie Vovan as well as at Avenue Mama. And please, please don't go through the hard times in life by yourself. There is a community of women here in Avenue Mama, as well as in Thrive and Shine community, which is a fantastic Facebook group. And we are here for it. We are here for you to join us in that Facebook group, as well as inside Avenue Mama, as well as future events. And so please feel free to share this podcast with other listeners, with other mamas in your community. And if I can ask anything of you, is to rate and review this podcast. That would mean the world to me. All right, Mama, I will talk to you soon.